Welcome back. We are continuing to talk about DevOps and how to implement continuous integration with continuous deployment. In this module, we are focusing on Visual Studio Online and build process and how it enables some of the DevOps practices that we are talking about. Prior we go to the details in the demo, let's briefly recap some of the DevOps practices that are most commonly applied, used, and seen on the market. So Srđan, what we chose for our project and what we are going to discuss in this module?
For our project, we focused primarily on continuous integration and continuous deployment, but we also applied infrastructure as a code, which is important practice that enables continuous integration and continuous deployment. Also, if you have your solution configured like this, it is very easy to enable other practices like automated testing, release management, performance monitoring, and of course, load testing and auto scale. So I could say that we picked up to cover in this training a core DevOps practices.
I can agree with you also, but we are not supposed to measure what is more or less important, but let's say that it's fair to say that most of the people start with the infrastructure, the code from a ops perspective, and from a dev perspective, they're starting at least with continuous integration and then adding testing or other practices. And in this module, we highlighted intentionally continuous integration because module 2 will be about continuous integration and of course enabling other practices that we just talked about. So what is our ILM solution?
Well, actually, we have two products that cover ILM. One is on-prem product, Team Foundation Server, that you can install at your data center. And the other is Visual Studio Online, that is like Team Foundation Server as a service.
Okay, you and I are very big fan of our solutions that we have for this. Why is it? Should we uncover what the features and services we can have there and why we like it?
Yes, I'm really a big fan of Visual Studio Online and started using it from its inception. I like using online services because it enables me to be more agile, to don't worry about infrastructure setting all these things up. And with Visual Studio Online, I'm sure that I will have the greatest and latest feature set.
Yes, and when we talk about these feature sets and capabilities, here are the few features that you can get out of the box with either of them. For this purposes, as you said, we chose Visual Studio Online, and since we talked about continuous integration, continuous deployment, here are the features that we emphasize. So definitely what we are using, Visual Studio Online, of course, as a source control repository to create automated build, to create continuous deployment, and to have a team collaboration site that we collaborate regarding our project. So now I believe it's demo time. We like to show this in action and not just theoretically to talk about it. Let's jump to demo. We are now at the Visual Studio Online portal. And since it is a multi-tenant environment, you can be the member of many tenants. So the easiest way to find out which tenant you are a member of is to go, when you are logged in, to click on your name.
Okay, Alex, so here we can see that you own one of the tenants.
Yes.
And you are invited to participate in three others.
Yes, that's correct. What's also important, I know that we are, for this project and demo purposes, using LZ Consulting. I'm going to go and jump to it right now.
Okay, let's see what's there.
Okay. While it's loading, what is now actually happening, I'm connecting to a tenant, LZ Consulting, to collaborate on any project that I'm allowed or member of. You can go here and click on Browse to see which projects you can go and be collaborating a member of. Currently, I have, permissions to go and access two of them. The one that we are now working is, of course, Docker Geek Quiz. So let's go and jump to it. And when we open this project, we immediately can see what Visual Studio Online is offering for us. it offers us to go either to code or to work or to build or to test. For this model, we are going to focus on the code and the build. So I'm going to jump now to code and to show what you can find there.
Okay, Alex, so let's see the structure of our Geek Quiz repository.
So we have two folders. One folder is for code of the app, and another folder is where we keep our deployment scripts. So what are you interested to see?
Okay, we will need these deployment scripts in order to see how build is functioning. So let's drill into one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. User file copy is fine. It's a PowerShell script.
Yes. And what's also really cool about Visual Studio Online, it enables you to edit, and it's, as you can see, a rich editor. Of course, as I mentioned, and as we talked, you can open this in a Visual Studio and edit it in a full editor for these purposes. But for some, let's say, small changes, you can do it online and it will run marvelously.
Yes, and it's good to use it to just reference some part of the code. It has features like syntax highlighting, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I believe that now it's time us to jump to build, which is the core of this model, and to explore what we are doing at the build. So for the first time when you open your project, you will find that your build definition is empty. And if you want to start create your first build, you will go here, click on a plus, and then choose some of the predefined options, or you can start with the empty one and then add task by task what you want to have into the build. Now let's jump to our QA build and to edit it to drill down what steps we are performing there.
Yes, Alex, could you describe us in a bit structure of this build, what these steps are performing?
So if we talk about our QA build, we have three steps. First step is, of course, building or rendering the bits of the app and creating it and packaging it to a web publish mode, so we get a zip package.
Okay, we will go in details. Other two steps?
And other two steps are literally running the PowerShell script. So second step is actually when we have the bits and when we have the zip file to push it in appropriate container on Azure storage. And second one is to actually trigger the build on a Docker Hub.
Okay, and if I want to add another step?
If you want to add another step, it's really easy. You just go to the plus sign here, add a step, choose what you want to do. Is it a build step or you want to go to deploy step? For example, if I want to add another PowerShell, I will just go click here, add, and close, and I will add the step.
Great. So now let's drill into the configuration of these steps. So Visual Studio build step, actually, as its name says, builds the web app. But how do you configure it to package that bits that is produced into the zip package?
So actually, what you need to do, you need to put appropriate arguments to this step. And in this argument, you see that we are using web publish method and package. I will zoom out and again go a little bit so you can see. So you see that actually with the MS build arguments, you are telling the build or what they need to do and how to actually wrap and pack the build.
Okay, great. And now let's jump to one of these PowerShell steps and see how they are configured to do the thing we would like them to.
Okay, so let's jump for the first. So since this step of PowerShell we want to execute against some subscription or tenant in the Azure, we need to choose it. Then we need to choose which script. The cool thing is, since we are syncing the app code, as we said, and deployment scripts in the same repository, it's really easy to choose it. You just go open, navigate to the file that you want to use, then literally you just choose which one.
Yes, the important thing I would like to note is that in order to use this, you need to have these scripts in your source control.
Exactly. When we add the script, then we need to pass some arguments. The same thing that we did in the first step.
Okay, I see that some arguments are filled there. So how do you know that, for example, you need to put that connected service name argument?
Okay, let's now jump back to the code and actually use the blessings of the Visual Studio Online Editor. So if I go back, for example, Azure file copy, I will just for a second zoom into the parameters. We can see that we have some mandatory parameters, and this is how I actually know what to pass along when I choose the script, what will I pass as a parameters.
Great, Alex, it's now clear. And we saw in the previous module that the build is triggered automatically on each commit. So could you show, please, to our audience how we configure that?
Well, again, that's very easy. This is why we like Visual Studio Online. We just go here on the triggers, and we just, with the one tick mark, enable this continuous integration. So this is literally what you have to do.
Okay, let's see if we could trigger that build from Visual Studio Online Code Editor. So maybe we should edit some files. And
of course, why not, I agree. So let's jump back and let me have fun a little bit with your code. Since I think that one dot is not good enough as our title and welcoming screen, so I will go and change it. So let me jump and navigate to your login. And as we recalled in module one, we got a change request to go to DevOps applied, but I think that we are super happy and excited about this. Let's change this dot to exclamation mark and then check in. So I will first need to edit. I go to edit mode. You see automatically that Visual Studio is tracking the time making changes, so let's make the change. And again, I will go and commit the change. When I commit the change, we should now actually go and see and track what is happening regarding the build and has it started or is it queued.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, let's go jump to the build. Let's go to all build definition. Let's go and see if we have any queued. And voila, we have it, less than a minute. This is the one that we just triggered with this small change. And if we go inside, we can see what was the change and all other tracking.
Yes, we have the complete tracking mechanism of builds.
So this is again super cool mode. If we do something wrong or something is not behaving as it should, we can have easy track back who did what and on in which line or multiple lines, compare it, change it, roll back and stuff like that.
Yeah, it seems that TIE Fighter did this change.
Yeah, the bad TIE Fighter. It's changing the application code. Okay, let's for a moment jump and see how our build is doing. So I will jump to the build, do a double click, and I should get the console output, see what agents are doing. While we wait for the console output, what we can see in the left-hand side that build of solution or first step is done. And currently we are at the point of the second step, where actually now as we speak, copying the package or the zip package, and we are waiting for the third step to be executed. So I believe that we covered most of the components and we are seeing how it's running off, on the fly as we talk about. Now let's close this demo and go back to slides. We saw step-by-step demo how to create your own build, how to jump to your project inside of the tenant. And prior we end this module 2, we would like to recommend to you to jump to Microsoft Virtual Academy. There are some cool DevOps courses, especially if you're interested in build. Go and check it out, Enabling DevOps Practices with Visual Studio Online Build. We have our friends recorded very good materials. You can go and digest it and go drill down if you want to learn more about builds. We are going to take a short break and then we will return with the Module 3 to talk about container, how to compose applications of it, and how to put it in production. See you in a short.
See you.